Welcome to the Premarital Conversations podcast, where we discuss all things premarital, relationship, and mental wellness to help you build a meaningful relationship and prepare to live your best life with the one you love. I'm your host, Amaris Watson-Gale. Let's get started. The following content is for informational purposes only. It is in no way intended to be or replace therapy, counseling, or a relationship with a licensed mental health provider. Natalie, welcome. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. What an honor.
No problem. No problem at all. So can you start just by telling us a little bit about what DBT is and about interpersonal effectiveness and why it's important?
Sure. Yeah. So DBT was developed by Marsha Linehan, and it's part of, it's sort of a modified cognitive behavioral therapy, to put it sort of simply. I've heard people refer to it as behaviorism plus Zen Buddhism. So it has a big like mindfulness component. And it was originally designed to address or support individuals who suffered from persistent suicidal ideation, self-harm behaviors, and emotional dysregulation. So typically now what we would call borderline personality disorder. However, there's a growing body of research that it can be effective in treating a variety of things, and it's being modified for all different sorts of things. And a big part of DBT is learning skills. So yeah, it's awesome. The skills are great for anyone. Like I use the skills myself. All DBT therapists use the skills. I think they're great for anyone. And in addition, so when people come to a DBT practice, in addition to the individual therapy, they will have skills group where they will be just basically learning the DBT skills. And they have four modules. It's mindfulness, which is really the basis of all of it. Mm-hmm. There's distress tolerance, emotion regulation, and then interpersonal effectiveness, which we'll be kind of talking about more today.
Yeah.
So interpersonal effectiveness skills are important to getting what you need and want from a relationship, for articulating your needs effectively and balancing your needs with your partner. So having that balance in a relationship and being able to resolve conflict in a healthy way and form deeper connections, prioritize your partnerships, and balance change with acceptance. So that's kind of like a core dialectic in DBT. So balancing creating change as well as accepting, you know, who you are and who your partner is.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. And I can always appreciate DBT because it is skill based. Mm-hmm. And it does, you know, shed light on the skills that we need just in day-to-day living.
Absolutely. And it's so helpful to just have some formula, some framework to work from. It can feel really ambiguous in these interpersonal situations, right? Like, what's right? What's wrong? How would I handle this? How would I say this? And I feel like just having a skill, like this is how it goes. Like that is so helpful.
Definitely. I definitely agree. Why do you think that is difficult for couples or, you know, people to communicate their needs clearly?
Sometimes we don't always have models, you know. Sometimes our parents don't always model that for us, our families.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And I think sometimes we don't know what we need. So we don't have that sort of self-awareness to know what it is that we need and how we can articulate that. And then the other barrier, I think, is it feels very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. It can feel vulnerable, and we can sometimes have thoughts of, oh, I'm asking for too much, or I don't deserve this, right? Those thoughts can get in the way, as well as our own like intensity of emotion. Sometimes that prevents us from being able to really speak clearly or think clearly and form what it is we need into something that our partner can understand, just because we're in a place where we can't articulate that to them clearly.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. And what does like for if an individual or a couple is like in conflict and they're both experiencing for whatever reason, and they're both experiencing, you know, heightened or intense emotions, what does DBT provide, or what skills does it suggest to help manage those emotions?
Yeah, so that's a really great question. And it's something that I think a lot of people experience, right? We get into that high yeah. level of emotions, and then we're just kind of saying things we don't mean and causing more harm and, you yeah. know, operating from sort of like that survival response. So DBT in a situation like that, there's first, I would say the stop skill. So mm-hmm. stopping and pausing. And I guess, I would recommend ahead of time having a discussion with your partner about what to do in situations like that before they arise, right? So when you're both regulated, when you're both in a more stable place emotionally, having a conversation around what do we do when we get to that place where our emotions are so high? Mm-hmm. Can we have an agreement that we will take a pause, that we can have a timeout, because I care too much about this relationship to be saying things to you from a place where I'm actually not even cognitively processing information properly.
Yeah.
So I think setting that standard kind of in place can be helpful. And then when you get into those situations, you don't even have to think about it. You can say, I'm dysregulated. I need to take a moment. Let's both take a moment and come back yeah. to this.
Yeah. And that's definitely, I would say, a necessary premarital conversation to have. And I definitely like the emphasis of, you know, the value that's placed on the relationship, right? So going yeah. into the conversation with that leading.
Absolutely. And then it takes mindfulness, right, to know when you're in that heightened state also yeah. in order to call that time out. But all of it really is like, yeah, to prioritize the relationship, to make sure that you're acting in alignment with your values, and that, you know, the long-term goal of creating and sustaining this healthy relationship isn't going to be sabotaged in just one moment of acting upon a behavioral urge to, you know, lash out or name call or whatever it is.
Right. Right. Okay. Are there any other, I guess, from a DBT perspective or standpoint, are there any other communication skills or strategies, mindfulness strategies that you can recommend that would be helpful to couples to help them, you know, clearly articulate what their needs are, better understand one another, and foster a deeper connection?
Yeah, there's a lot of skills.
like, oh God. Well, like one or two.
One or two. Okay, yeah. So let's start with one that I think is necessary for just prioritizing a relationship and building deeper connection in the moment. So this is called the give skill. So like in DBT, everything's acronyms. So G stands for gentle. I is interested. V is validating, and E is having an easy manner. So having like the mindfulness going into a situation of the objective of this next interaction is just going to be to support my partner, to invest in the relationship, to prioritize the connection over anything else. So yeah, being gentle, acting interested in what they're saying, validating, right? Saying that whatever their emotions are that they might be experiencing makes sense. Validation is a whole thing I could go off on, but that's kind of the general basis. And then, you know, having an easy manner, joking, you know, being playful, that sort of thing. So the give skill.
Okay. And that's used both in the, that can be used both in the midst of conflict and outside of conflict, just for like every day.
I would say it depends. I think that going into a conflict, it depends. Because if you have a certain objective that you want to meet, there's another skill that I would recommend. However, if you're going into a conflict and, you know, your partner was really hurt by something, then I think the give might be the stance to take, you know, being really gentle and hearing what they say. Yeah, I think give is a good one for like every day, right?
Okay.
Build positive feelings and satisfaction in the relationship.
Yeah. Cause I think it's good when people have something that they can, you know, hold on to, just a good like takeaway. And that's another reason why I can appreciate, you know, DBT, because of the acronyms, and they're easy to, you know, remember and pull from.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really awesome. I love it. He's great.
Yeah. It is. Are there any, before I talk about resources, is there anything else that you would say that couples, or it would be beneficial for couples to know about just communication, mindfulness, or connection in general?
Yeah, I think having mindfulness of your emotions and mindfulness of your thoughts can be really powerful in that, you know, that's like starting with yourself, and then that gives you the basis to communicate that more effectively to your partner. Sometimes we don't even realize what we're feeling or why we're feeling it. Or sometimes we have an interpretation of a situation that isn't actually accurate, and that's prompting, you know, intense emotion. So I think having mindfulness of what we're experiencing, what we're observing, is really powerful in being kind of the first step to effective communication.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Are there any resources that you would recommend for couples who are seeking to develop mindfulness, or, you know, a deeper connection with one another, or just to overall just improve their relationship with one another?
Yeah. So I always recommend Insight Timer. It's just a free app that has a whole bunch of brief meditations and mindfulness exercises. So that's one of my favorite things. I use it like every day. So that's a nice place to start. There's also a book on, it's by Alan Frazetti, and he does a lot of great work, and it's specifically for people who experience high conflict in their relationships. So it's called High Conflict Couple. So that's a great resource. And those would be my two main recommendations, I'd say.
Okay, got it. So Insight Timer and High Conflict Couple.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for sharing those.
Of course.
Where can people find you or learn more about you?
So I am on Instagram, theflow_withNatalie. That's more of my work with yoga. Though I feel like it also just represents me well in general. And I do have a website for my business, theflowwithnatalie.com. I can be found on LinkedIn, Natalie Marie Collins. And yeah, that's where you can find me.
Okay, got it. So LinkedIn, your website, and then on Instagram.
Yep.
All right. So I think that is it for today. Thank you so much again, Natalie, for coming on the show and sharing this insight. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me. And it's just been so great to talk with you and to speak on something that I'm so, enthused about.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's no problem at all. It was great having you here. Thank you for listening to the Premarital Conversations podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please share with someone you know and love and subscribe. If you have a premarital relationship or wellness topic you'd like discussed on the podcast, you may submit it to info@pratkind.com. That's all for today.